brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Bradley Dean, who has his own radio network and radio programs. And Bradley certainly travels across the country speaking in schools and auditoriums, trying to tell people about America, about America's heritage, about America's Christian heritage. Good morning, Bradley. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, how about we talk about a little Christian heritage so we know where we came from, therefore we then will know where we're going. How does that sound?
Sounds great to me. Go right ahead.
Well, what I do is I do high school assemblies across the country, and I do colleges, tea parties, and the such. And the number one question asked to me is, Bradley, what is the number one question that's ever asked to you on a daily basis, or what is the number one question that is asked of you by students? And what continuously comes up over and over and over and over again is the fact that, you know what, most people don't know their heritage, they don't know where they came from, so therefore if they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going. So what we want to do is we want to educate them as to their history. And it's as Woodrow Wilson rightly said, love him or hate him, he said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. He said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. So what I want to do is I want to just show you a little history, if I can, Stan, listeners, and just do your best to sit back and listen, because a lot of this stuff is rather mind-blowing, because for the most part, most people did not know what I'm about to share with you. I just did a college tour, 17 states on the East Coast, and while I was out there on the East Coast, I went over to the Plymouth Rock, and while I was over there in Massachusetts, I also seen the replica of the Mayflower, and I started to dig in a little bit, and I thought, well, you know, what is the documents that actually preceded the Declaration of Independence? In other words, who's our forefathers? And we find out that they were called the Separatists, or they were called the Saints. What they were, friends, were a people that were a Christian people. They were called the Pilgrims, looking for freedom of religion and civil liberties. And so what I did, friends, is I went over to the Mayflower Compact, and I read it, and I think it's rather interesting, and I think it'll be vitally important for you to know in the days to come, namely, because you'll see that the very document that I'm going to read is that was under attack consistently, and you are being inundated with lie after lie through the ACLU and its present administration as to who we are and where it is we came from. For example, the Mayflower Compact states, in the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, have undertaken for the glory of God and advancements of the Christian faith in honor of our King and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these present, solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, better ordering and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such in just and equal ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, under which we promise all due submission and obedience to what? The laws of God, the Creator. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, 18th, and of Scotland, the 45th, in 1620. Now, I wanted to answer the question that I actually proposed a couple minutes ago. What is the that you're asked, Bradley? The number one question that I ask is, what do we do? That's what the students across the country ask me constantly. And after doing 350 schools, high schools, public schools, in 22 different states, I think it's important for educators to be able to answer these questions, well, when in fact, friends, they can't. Because when you begin to look at the educational system, you'll see what William Bennett rightly said back in the 80s under the Ronald Reagan administration. He's the guy that said the longer kids stay in public schools, he said, in essence, the stupider they get. And when you begin to look at what's going on in public schools today, you'll find that over 700,000 students every year in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. So the fruit does not fall too far from the tree as to the tree planted by the federal government. Case in point, if you read Article 10 of the Bill, you'll find that the federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights because it's not their position, nor has it ever been their position, to actually inundate or indoctrinate our students in any sense of the word. So let me give you some more answers to America's dilemma. It was Thomas Jefferson that he said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, he said, it expects what never was and never will be. For those that did not know, Thomas Jefferson was also the president of the United States. He was the third president. We've all heard that this is the man that said lines between church and state. Well, when in fact, friends, when you do a little homework, you'll find that Thomas Jefferson was known as the father of religion. He said he was of the real Christian sort. He was raised Anglican. And you also find that he was not only the president of the United States of America, but he was also the president of public schools in the D.C. district. And the two books that were made mandatory in his school district, friend, was the Bible and Watts Hymnals. And here is the man, the third president of the United States, saying, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. If we go to the Revolutionary War, friends, you'll find that the two flags that were flying were a peal to heaven and no king but Jesus. You'll also find that 55 of 56 times had seminary degrees. Yes, you heard me right, Christian seminary degrees. Now, keep in mind as well, friends, when you hear the word religion in the United States of America, keep in mind that that was under the umbrella of the Christian religion, the Baptists, the Wesleyans, the Lutherans, the Catholics, so on and so forth, not the Muslims, not Dalai Lama, not Hare Krishna. No, they're afforded asylum in America, and they can come here at any time, but they are ruled by the laws of common law, and common law is based on the Mosaic Constitution, Exodus 18:21. Now, 25 of the 56 that had seminary degrees were all heard of a man by the name of Thomas Paine, and Thomas Paine was supposedly the lead religious signer among the 56 signers. What's interesting about that is when you do a little homework with Thomas Paine, you'll find that he was over in France actually rebuking scientists for actually attempting to take praise to themselves that was due to God.
Hold that thought, Bradley. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning, Bradley Dean, and he's certainly talking about the Christian heritage of America. And most people don't understand that America was founded by Christians. It was to be a Christian nation. The one thing they did not want was it to be a Methodist nation, or certainly, or Presbyterian or Congregational. They did not want any church doctrine. Anybody could worship Christ any way they believed. And they didn't have to worship Christ, but almost all of the founders did. But you see, this has been totally deleted from our educational system because there's an organized effort on the part of people who want a dictatorship to destroy the Christian foundation of this country because they know that those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And basically, when you take the Christian foundation out of the nation, then you begin to get more violence and more crime. Today, America has more people in prison than any other nation in the world today. We have more people in our prisons than they have in communist China, with almost four times the population. Why? Why? Because we've destroyed the religious foundation of this nation. But if these things are true, why don't we know about it? Because the other side controls the media. In fact, I'm just reading a book now. Written back in the early 1900s, written by the daughter of a man named William Stead. William Stead's daughter writes the book, and she was working very closely with Cecil Rhodes and the others who wanted to create this one-world government under a ruling elite. And she talks about the importance, and of course she's in England, she's writing from an English point of view, how important it was for them to gain control of a major newspaper in England so they could use that to control the minds of the people. Well, here in America today, our media is controlled by six major corporations. Six major corporations control 90% of the media. We have a wonderful book on that called The New Media Monopoly. You must understand that the media is controlled. As a result, they control what most people think. And that's why most people, and certainly our schools, do not project this idea that America was founded as a Christian nation. And the reason we're having troubles today is we've turned against God. And if we turn back to God and reclaim our heritage, or America as we know it, will be lost forever. Go right ahead, Bradley.
It's also interesting to note, just to piggyback what you were saying there, Stan, $64 billion is made to the bureaucracy, the correctional facilities throughout the United States, the supposed Justice Department. They make money off of crime. And it's interesting as well when those students or those young people that end up in prison for drugs, sex crimes, or whatever the case may be, that Hollywood has in essence taught them how to commit the crime, and there's the bureaucracy only to incarcerate them. It's interesting when they're in jail, the first thing they find is a Bible. And Benjamin Rush is the man, prevention is better than cure. Why don't we give them the Word of God? Let it be ruled by a power within rather than a power without. Well, bureaucracy actually requires, or actually they prefer, a power from without. Either they're going to be ruled by the Bible or the bayonet. You need to understand lawless people desire to rule by the bayonet because then they're your daddy. And as our forefathers, several of them said, of them, three of them off the top of my head I can name right now, are the ones that said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And keep in mind again, friends, tyrants prefer to rule by the bayonet, not by the Word of God. And America needs to get back. We have 78% of America that professes their Christianity. And what's interesting, you know, speaking of the educational system that Stan, you were just talking about, 86% of those that complain about what the federal government is doing through International Baccalaureate, through No Child Left Behind, and now a more progressive and an aggressive version of No Child Left Behind is something called Common Core. 86% of those people that are complaining about what the federal government is doing illegally are the ones dropping their students off at public schools today. Now, there's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country, but we need to realize that this country was not given unto us without sacrifice. And when we begin to understand that sacrifice was made for the freedoms that we have, we can go to any memorial veteran, we can go to Arlington Cemetery and see the price paid for our freedoms. Friends, freedom was not free, and I can say this. Freedom was not given to us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And if we're grateful for what has been laid down through the sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have, then I ask the American people today, what are you doing with the freedoms that have been bestowed upon you through sacrifice? We need to stand up and fight because we need to understand that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty and nothing less than that. So, in saying that, if, as a matter of fact, Stan, I could share with you some of the educational stuff through International Baccalaureate. And by the way, friends, here's the hope. It's just begun. And the hope is, what do you do with the truth that's been given unto you? And I want to say that when we're talking about International Baccalaureate, we still have the power to right the wrongs. And I say this so often, we have a left America. We hear from the older generations today, you know, the left and the right, and we're told that, you know, there's two different versions of people in the United States of America, when in fact, when our veterans died to give us what we have today, they fought to uphold the Constitution. I didn't know that they fought bled and died to ratify three different versions of the Constitution. Well, let me tell you something, they didn't. They ratified the one Constitution, and they said to fight against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that's what the American people need to do today, is understand that if the veterans paid the price, now it's our turn to fight. And we can stand up and do the same thing. I just noticed a commercial during the break where an individual was actually reciting the Declaration of Independence, and he said, the just powers of those that rule, they receive their powers from the consent of the governed. We cannot complain about what we tolerate in this country. We must and have to take responsibility, and then and only then will we reclaim the liberties and freedoms that men fought to give us. And I say that in the natural and also understanding that Jesus Christ died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago to bleed Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world. And if we're, again, so thankful for what he's done on for us, then let's magnify what he died for, and that would be the laws of our constitutional republic and the spiritual laws, God's moral law. So, anyway, I say all that to say this, right, there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all of the time. So, that's what I have to say about that, Stan.
Well, I certainly agree with what you're saying, Bradley, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that is the basis of everything going on today is this spiritual battle. There is a conspiracy against God. And, of course, the government today is doing everything they can to destroy Christianity. There is no basis for taking God and prayer out of our schools. But this was done specifically to destroy the Christian foundation of America, knowing full well that a generation later we would have a violent society and would have to have more laws to control the violence. You can't have a Bible in a school today. Because a school is a government institution. It's all right to have a Bible in a prison. You got a lot of Bibles in prison because people are looking for reasons, you know, and looking for solutions to their problems. But we'd be far better off to have Bibles in our schools than Bible in prisons, where we have more people in our prisons than even they have in the prisons in communist China today. And it is because a small group of evil and wicked men on our Supreme Court, and they were made, they intentionally took the Bible and prayer out of our schools. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 6-3 from 1941 to 1971, and nobody, none of our ministers, none of our religious leaders will tell you that it was the occult influence on our Supreme Court that removed God and prayer from our schools. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, it's also interesting, Stan, the very reason that we are dealing with the homosexual issue today, or the abortion industry today. The greatest advocates for those two radical political battering rams today are the professed church in America. Over 300,000 pulpits are silent in the face of what's going on. It's an immoral onslaught, and people need to understand that if the government can demoralize its people through, namely, Hollywood, so on and so forth, the media, so on and so forth, well, then they can have complete control over the people. And one of the things that you were talking about as well, Stan, is simply put, if we don't want to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, then what we simply need to do as a people is return back to God's 10 commandments. That sounds much simpler to me, and I think that's what we need to do. Speaking of which, what I'd like to do, last thing I left off right before the last segment was the 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. And then I brought up the least religious signer. His name was Thomas Paine. He was over in France, actually rebuking scientists over in France for attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged to God. So that shows you how the lack of religion in his life prevailed through his heart, when in fact the opposite is true. But what's interesting to note as well is not only were the 25 of the 56 signers that had seminary degrees, but let's go to Washington, D.C. Let's just bring it to the home base of our government, our federal government in the United States of America, because when we begin to look at the heritage right around the White House, again, there is no dispute as to who we are or where we came from. Because when you go to the Washington Monument, you can look on the aluminum tip of the capstone. It's in Latin. The phrase is Laus Deo, and it says, "Praise be to God," on top of the Washington Monument. The blocks resound all the way up to the very tip of that monument. You'll find scriptures like holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. You'll find scriptures like search the scriptures, John 5:39. Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed. And such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. For those that don't know nothing of their history, you might want to look at every state preamble. It starts out acknowledging God the Father in one way or another. Back to Washington, D.C. You go to the top of the Supreme Court building, as Stan was just talking about. And by the way, friends, it does take an act of Congress to remove those that are in the Supreme Court. They are not above the law. As I said earlier, when we read the Declaration of Independence, we can see those that represent we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So again, we cannot complain about what we tolerate. Justices are not above the law. They work for us. And government is an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. Again, America needs to take responsibility, but let's go above the Supreme Court justices. Right above the Supreme Court, Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the United States Supreme Court building. And what does it say right under Moses, inscripted? It says, "Justice is the guardian of liberty." See, America, what we need is we need justice. We need to enforce those laws against those that work for us in government. And when we look at government and say, look at how corrupt they are, really what it comes down to is it's a reflection of what the American people are and how corrupt they are to allow people like corruption in government, namely through the Supreme Court, to reign. They don't have the right. People, America, nobody has the right to break the law. Charles D. Montesquieu, one of the signers that actually helped us along in founding our government in the United States of America through common law, he said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." We don't have the right to go ahead and do whatever we want, and neither does government, and we need to hold them accountable to that. They don't have some sort of congressional or executive immunity through the Constitutional Republic, when in fact they swore to uphold it, and they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God that they would, within their powers, uphold that law. Now, if we go over to the Liberty Bell, we can find on the inscription on our Liberty Bell, friends, in Philadelphia, Leviticus 25:10, "And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." You know, it's interesting, Stan, very few people in this country understand that what I'm talking about right now is actually, in many cases, right in front of the faces of the American people. I mean, when you think about all the scripture references, or let's go back to the Supreme Court. You know, did you know that in the Supreme Court, they adjourn their sessions by saying, "God save the U.S.?" It's also interesting to know, since 1777, they have started and ended their court proceeding with a preacher in the court building saying a prayer, an invocation. But again, most people think we can't do the very things that our constitutional republic says that we can do. We are a religious people. We are a Christian nation, and nobody will ever take that away from us. Scripture tells us the seed of the righteous is forever, and I just happen to believe my father. We're here 237 years later from what our forefathers established, and I believe that if a new generation takes on what's going on and they call upon the name of God in Jesus Christ, I believe that he'll do for us the same thing that he did for our forefathers. So here we are. Let's go.
Well, our guest, Bradley Dean, this morning, remember the United States starts every one of its sessions with a prayer. United States Senate, why can't we have prayer in school? We'll be back in a moment here with Bradley Dean.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, Dr. Stan here with Bradley Dean, and Bradley, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, hear your radio program, and how can they get in touch with your ministry?
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with our ministry concerning the high school assemblies and the colleges, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com, spell it out. If you'd like to listen to us, we are out 6 days a week in 53 countries, several affiliates in the United States from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Minnesota to Texas. That is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Very good, and certainly we recommend that you listen to Bradley. He's got some wonderful ideas, great information. and doing a great job reaching our college and high school students with the truth about America's Christian heritage, a truth that is never taught in our schools, and seldom, if ever, mentioned by the media. Go ahead.
Well, let's go back to some of our national landmarks again. Some people may know what they are. Some people may know what, well, maybe they don't at all. But when you go to, let's go over to the Lady Liberty in New York, you know, her, the Statue of Liberty. It's interesting when you look at the torch in the statue's right hand, it's a symbol of freedom, and you have an internal flame, which burns. And again, when we speak of liberty, what is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. So it's symbolic of the flame, and the flame is symbolic of eternal. And so when we look at that, we can also look in her left hand, speaking of the Statue of Liberty, she holds a tablet. I have yet to find somebody that can tell me what that tablet is that is in her left hand. The tablet is the Declaration of Independence. And for those that did not know, the Statue of Liberty was actually given unto us by the French. Now, let's go back to the third president of the United States of America. Remember the guy that said lines between church and state? Which, by the way, friends, he never said it. You heard that from the American Civil Liberties Union, and it was Roger Baldwin, the founder of that communist organization, that said the end of the ACLU is communism. So let's go back to Thomas Jefferson talking about the Statue of Liberty. He was asked to make distinction when he was alive between European form of government and American form of government. Thomas Jefferson said the difference between Europe's government and America's government is the difference between heaven and hell. Now, I say that for the very purpose that you understand that the Statue of Liberty, again, was given unto of the American people by the French. Now, again, when we look at her left hand and what's in her left hand, you'll find the Declaration of Independence. Friends, what's so important about the Declaration of Independence? Well, that was the documents that our forefathers signed, all 56 of them, when they threw off a tyrant by the name of King George. So forget that not. It's also a document where we find out where our rights are. Where are they derived from? They are derived from our Creator, the God of the Mosaic Institution. Again, here comes Christ. Here comes the way open to who we are as an American people. So we see the Declaration of Independence in her left hand. And what do we find at her feet? Talking about the Statue of Liberty. At her feet is a broken chain symbolifying and symbolizing that we are a free country. What do you find at the very bottom of the Statue of Liberty? Most people didn't know this neither, but it states, inscripted, liberty, enlightening the world. Friends, let me ask you the question. Who is the light of man? His name is Jesus Christ. Why would they say that America is the light of the world? Because, again, they know that we are a Christian nation. When foreign people come to America, why do they go to Washington, D.C.? Because they want to see all the landmarks, and they want to understand what made America great. What do they find? They find Moses. They find Christian crosses above the heads of our soldiers. They find Jesus Christ. They find symbolisms. They find inscriptions all over the place that name and declare who we are and what makes us the light of the world. Speaking of the Statue of Liberty again, speaking of Washington, D.C., when you look at your money, whose name is on your money? Well, there he is again. You just can't get away from him, can you? You know, it's interesting, friends, when I have people call in. I had an atheist call one time, and he said, Bradley, by the way, Benjamin Franklin said in 1793 that atheism was unheard of. In other words, those that don't believe in God, you just didn't hear of people like that back in the day, and I'll tell you why. Because they were a part of the Revolutionary War, fighting for the freedoms in which we now have 237 years later. I'm sure many of you have heard that there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. You'll hear the military, namely those that have been through war, tell us that there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, because anybody with a little common sense knows that they need the power of God to reign to establish righteousness in this country. But to say all that, to say this, when you go back to, again, the foundations of our country, we know that Benjamin Franklin said that there's no such thing as an atheist. And then what I told you, friends, is that I get phone calls once in a while, and I had an atheist call me up and say to me, Bradley, I just don't believe that we're a Christian nation, and I don't believe that we're based on common law, which is the Ten Commandments, God's moral law, not a ceremonial law. And I said to him, well, let me ask you something, Mr. Atheist, with all due respect. I said, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And I said to him, I said, is it against the law, Mr. Atheist, to steal? And the atheist said to me, well, of course it is. I said, well, who told you that? That's number 7 of God's moral law. Thou shalt not steal. I said, is it against the law to lie? And he said, well, of course it is. I said, who told you that? I said, that's number 9 of the moral law. See, there's no debate, friend. I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. I said, that's number 6, thou shalt not kill, from the Mosaic Institution. And when you read Exodus 18:21, you'll see who the lawgiver is. And guess what, Mr. Atheist? We're all ruled by him, like or not. And we are, again, a constitutional republic, Exodus 18:21. We are not ruled by opinion in this country. We are ruled by the laws of our Creator, who gave us the freedoms, as long as we're willing to fight for them. For some reason, the atheists didn't have anything to talk about after that point. And again, as I said, friends, there was no debate. There was no 5-minute, you know, or 50-minute or 2-hour debate. No, it was a 5-minute conversation, and it stopped his mouth. And by the way, if you read Romans 5, that's exactly what the law of God comes to do, to stop the mouth of the gainsayers. So let's go back to some of our landmarks. At the beginning of the show, I had told you I was on a 17-state tour. And when I was there, I went to Massachusetts. I went to the replica of the Mayflower, where the pilgrims came over because they sought asylum. They wanted religious and civil liberties, freedoms. They wanted to get away from a tyrant named King George. In that particular time, it wasn't King George. That was a predecessor of King George, as were they the predecessors of our forefathers. But in saying that, friends, when I went there, I went to the Plymouth Rock, and about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, Dan, this is what's really interesting, because most people don't even know this. I did Liberty University. I did the college courses over there. Just talked to the law professor over there yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I had brought up to him about, you know, the next octagonal statue monument that I'm going to bring up next. It's called the Matrix of Liberty. He never even heard of this, Matrix of Liberty, or the monument given unto our founders, our forefathers. Now, when you go about a block and a half away from the Mayflower the replica of the ship and the Plymouth Rock, about a block and a half away in a residential area, here it is. It's a huge monument. It's called the Matrix of Liberty. And when you look at this Matrix of Liberty, the first thing you see on the very top of this monument, by the way, they said this was supposed to take the place of the Statue of Liberty, but for some reason, the Statue of Liberty won the day. But let's go back to Massachusetts here.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bradley Dean.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Bradley Dean, talking about the Christian heritage of America. America is not a Christian nation today because the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, and these were subversive Supreme Court justices. And basically, it's time for people to understand that at any time, certainly our Senate, which starts every session with prayer, could simply declare what the Supreme Court had done is unconstitutional. The Senate can do that. All they do is a simple majority vote saying that decision by the Supreme Court was fraudulent. Oh, but there's no leadership there because, of course, we have subversive elements within the United States Senate as well who actually believe in this idea of a one-world government, America having an empire, and it's because of that. That, of course, you never hear these things mentioned, that and the fact that the media in America is rigidly controlled by six major corporations that largely determine what the American people think. And they pretend to be conservative and liberal, and they're not. They're all controlled by the same globalist forces intent upon creating a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. So right ahead, Bradley.
Interestingly enough, if I can piggyback just to what you just said, Stan, I did a little homework on the Democratic Party, and I also did a little homework on the Republican Party. And it wasn't really a big surprise to me to find out that the Republican Party was in many ways more corrupt than the Democratic Party was. But I'd like to remind the American people of one thing that Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said. He was asked at one time as to what party he actually stood behind. He said, I've been called an aristocrat. He said, I've been called a Democrat. He said, I'm neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. And when the American people come back to who gave us our freedom, the greatest captain of our salvation, his name is Jesus Christ, then and only then will we understand as to what he meant to establish. But it's not going to happen without a fight. And that's where we are, as, namely the younger generation, are put in a position where their backs are up against the walls, where they have to stand up and fight. And I'll tell you the way to do that. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And what we need to do is, as some of the older people in the older generation need to take the time and educate the younger generations rather than letting some dictator wannabe or tyrant wannabe dictate our children illegally through these programs that are implemented upon our children in these public schools in the first place. So, in saying that, let me get back to some of these landmarks only to strengthen your faith. We go back to Massachusetts. So this monument is actually found in a residential area. What we have on this octagonal monument, it's faith. And what you do is you look, again, this is about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock and the replica of the Mayflower ship. And it's interesting that when you look at faith, she's on the very top of this monument. She's a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on the Plymouth Rock. She conquered in Christ. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. You heard me right, friends. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, and the star of honor is upon her head. Now, the actual architect, Hammett Billings, he wrote that this woman, Faith, looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call to them to return to a higher power. Isn't that interesting? The next individual on this octagonal monument is a lady named Morality. She's holding the tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand. Huh. And the scroll of Revelations in her right. Now, keep in mind, this was supposed to take precedent over the Statue of Liberty, but for some reason, the Statue of Liberty won out. I go to the next one. This one is education. It's draped, it's a woman again, pointing to a book in her lap, and the small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent, listen carefully, wisdom and youth. You know, I don't know how many times I need to say this or how many different ways I need to say this, my friend. But friends, if you want to win the future, then you sow into the next generation. Interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama. I'm getting off track a little bit, but I'm still saying the same things, as to high-five what our pilgrims, what our forefathers established and what they told us to do to make sure that we remain a free people. Go to the youth, because if we don't sow into that generation, they're going to be there to curse us later on. And now you have something called Obamacare, death panels, so on and so forth. But friends, just this week, 2 days ago, Barack Hussein Obama is now calling a youth conference in the White House. Why would he do something like that? Well, the question you have to ask yourself is, why did Adolf Hitler do something like that? Why did Mao Zedong do something like that? Why did dictators, why did they always emulate each other in the process of establishing their form of government? Well, the first thing they do is war against God, and the second thing they like to do is they like to go to the younger generation. And keep in mind, just to get back to my topic here, that in 2008, 68% of the age demographic of 18 to 33 years old were the ones that voted for this particular individual that's in the White House today. If you want to win the future, then you have to sow into the next generation. Now, back to my point here, I'm talking about the monument. It's called the Matrix of Liberty. It's an octagonal monument, and it's got several figures all the way around it. I'm speaking of the one which is called education. It's another woman. I go to the next figure. This one is called Law, and it's a man. Law is portrayed as holding a book, his chair supported by justice, a woman with scales and a sword in mercy. The next one, this one's my favorite, friends. His name is Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion skin, meaning they won over a tyrant, cradling a sword in his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left, symbolifying freedom. Now, the figures in the niches on the sides of his chair represent peace, a woman, holding a horn containing food and drink and tyranny with a king laid low. And this is the meaning. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Now, when you go to the very front of this monument, finally, the engraving below the pillar of faith reads this: the national monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. People always ask me, Bradley, where's your hope? First of all, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. It's in Jesus Christ. But I have to respond with faith with my works, because it's a work of faith and a labor of love. And I also want people to understand the way that you win the next generation is you show them the price paid for their liberties. Because when you begin to show them the price paid for their liberties, they're not going to tolerate anybody standing on the heads of the graves of those that fought blood to give us the things that we have.
We're out of time, Bradley. God bless you. Thanks for everything you do. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses,
papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you look and see what's going on in Syria today, the Christians there are certainly been targeted. The Christians are being sought out and killed by the mercenaries. And who is financing the mercenaries there? Why, you are, ladies and gentlemen. The American government is financing the mercenaries. In Syria, this is not a civil war. This is a mercenary war, and we are financing the mercenaries. And Saudi Arabia is as well, but then Saudi Arabia does just what we tell them to. They're a surrogate. Basically, of course, we've actually established governments under Sharia law in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and they've driven the Christians out. Why would our government do that? Because our government's been taken over by people who hate Christianity. And, of course, that's why they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. And the whole idea is to convert America from a Christian nation into a godless nation so that it can be ruled by tyrants. And so our wealth and financial power can be utilized to bring about the prophesied one-world government. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country unless the Christians are willing to stand up. They've taken over our religious seminaries. They've taught our ministers not to talk about this sort of thing that I'm talking about. As a result, you'll seldom hear ministers. There are a few who have had the courage to speak out. And they're usually people planted in those churches to go after them and drive the ministers who tell the truth out, because the good people are not willing to stand up and take a stand. And I hope that you will today and that you'll join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian nation and certainly the survival of this nation as well. Well, basically, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations where we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, why, you can get in touch with us by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter and our 4 best tapes of the month. Or you can just take our newsletter. Or certainly you can get the books and DVDs that we have on all the subjects. If you would like a free catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you one. You can get your health products. We have a lot of vitamins and minerals. Men over 60 really should be on what we call prostate support. So palmetto helps to maintain proper urinary function. And basically, most people are deficient in magnesium. 80% of people are. But we carry magnesium supplements and vitamin D and vitamin C and all sorts of flavonoids and antioxidants, the things that you need for your health, the things that Barbara, my wife, and I take, and we believe them, and we offer them to you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-927 and get a list of the various health products we carry. This will help us, and of course, it will help you as well. Again, if you'd like to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters going back almost 15 years. And then, of course, you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day there. You can archive, or certainly you can listen to them 24 hours a day. But get involved in this battle. We're losing America. We're moving towards a great war in the Middle East. It's all being engineered. The agreement with Iran is as phony as the $3 bill. They need an excuse to get the American people willing to go to war. The American people didn't want to enter World War I, but they were